We are continuing reading from the Sefer Kitvun Gedolot, Baruch Hashem. We are continuing the Hakdamas of Rav Meir Papirush, what he wrote in his various Sfarim, the Derech Etzchaim, excuse me, the Pri Etzchaim, and as well called the Nof Etzchaim. And he continues, Rav Meir Papirush is an Hakdama to the Etzchaim. And he writes as follows. V'chein in Zal Page Samech Bet. On page Samech Bet, V'chein nimtza ke'ein ze be'akdama Rav Papirush zal beseret derech etzayin nusach medura kama shenimtza b'ktav yad kehud kemohu nitfas besof akdama Rav Chaim Vital beseret etzchaim anitfas be'akdama ketan matzati be'etzchaim shel Rebbe Nachmia. Nehemiah, sorry. Bezeloshonim. Hasefer Azeh, right, which is referring to the Derech Etzchaim, which is in Ktav Yad, is in the handwritten, still in the handwritten format of Chaim Vital. Ha'ainu mikamo ofanim tchila nimsa sefer echad shalem matchil bezeloshonim. Likutei hakdama. Bezefer Azeh. Shemenuhu be'etzba ha'sefer, be'emza ha'sefer, v'nikra medura tinyana, shemenuhu bipanim. Achekar nimsa dapim ktanim kruim mitolaim, v'tarach tacha gdola me'od, achacha moror rabbeinu, arav Yaakov Tzemach, mirushalayim, ad shisidram ala nachon kasher techezena enechem, v'nikraim medura batra. וסמוהו נוהו סביב הספר הראשון הזה שהנו מדורת עניינה. אך כך נמצא אצלנו מכתב יד החכם הגדול מרב חיים ויטל מדורה כמה דרושים שלא הזכרם הרב זל בחיבור זה. וסמנו גם כן איש אל מקומו ונקרא מדורה כמה. So we see clearly the way the Rav Meir Papirush is setting up the Etz Chaim for us. He's including everything that he's seen from the Rav Chaim Vital, Medura Kama. And he's including all the writings that he got from his Rebbe, Rav Yaakov Tzema, and putting them everything lefi his understanding of the Siddurim, of the Shalshelis, of the chronological order of the way it was written, all the way down to the last one. Now, ונקרא מדורה כמה ולמען ידע כל מעין שורש כל דבר מאיכן כתבתי זה אף על פי של עניין הזדת שיפה סדרתים זה אחרון זה כמה איש הדגלו עם כל זה כתבתי ישורתים אלו שאם ירצה המעיין לשנות יוכל לשנות אבל בשתי מדורות השני ושלישי אין כוח בידינו לשנות כי כן נמצא בכתב יד של הרב עצמו בכבודו זצל. Right. So yes, a very interesting parenthesis over here. He says, I listed out for you exactly in order that the person should know where the sources come. So that's why I wrote Medura Kama, Medura Tinyana, Medura Batra, to know exactly what is what. And if you want, says Rav Meir Papirush, he gives you the permission to undo and to reorganize it if what you want to know. But he says you have to be very, very careful. The Sefer Shlishi Ein Koach Biyadeinu. We don't have when you're tampering with the actual writings of Rav Chaim Vital, that you can't do. Whatever we found that Rav Chaim Vital put together, that we don't touch. But when we found over the many, many years of digging and finding the Savim, and we ourselves put them together, we give you the permission to undo and to reorganize the way you want. And that is the way it's done nowadays, that we'll find many editions of the Adam Yasha, Ola Tamid, everything's now sold separately. How can that be? It was put all together. We have permission over here from the great Rav Meir Papirush that gives us the right to separate it, and it's a very good limit as well, because therefore instead of being overwhelmed with all this great information, we take each sefer, we learn it by itself and as well together, and that helps us get a good understanding of the Pshat and the Etz Chaim. But Nimsa on page Samech Dalet נמצא אופן מלאכת עריכת של רב מאיר פפירש הצהל לספר דרך הצעים היה כך. So it comes out as follows. שלקח בסיסים לסדר השתלשלות. He took the basics of all the chronological progression of the building of the world and the Partsufim. Tzimtzum mitzimtzum ha'entzof atashlum abiya. From the tzimtzum of the Entzof, which happened in the Entzof, which happened to the Entzof, until all the worlds were created, until the world of Asiya. Et sefer ototraim v'kifi sha'asah v'kishvasah rabo rav Yaakov Tzemach Zal b'sefer edut b'Yaakov. In the same way that Rav Yaakov Tzemach did it, he also copied that seder in his sefer. V'rasham b'rosh kol perek memenu medura tanina. And he clearly wrote out for us that it comes from medura tanina, which is part and parcel of Otzot Chaim. V'achakar kol noseh v'inyan shehaya tosefes k'tziv yad b'kitve medura kama shel Rav Chaim Vital. Now, medura kama, as we know, is made up of these three svarim. Sefer drushim, sefer kavanot, sefer likutim. Shaychim le'eze partzuf or le'olam or b'china shetzedi shtashlut. So it's not a complete picture, far from it, but rather focusing on details of a particular world, a particular partzuf, a particular hishtashlut or halbasham. Velo niska inyanam b'kitve medura batra, which is not referred to at all in the medura batra, klal otam. Then he concluded, he also put them together, and he named it. He said, "This is medura kama." So you should know medura kama. You will not find this in medura batra. Then shuv lakav drusha v'peke sefer kilat Yaakov for Adam Yasha. And then what did he do? He chose the Svarim Kilat Yaakov, Adam Yasha. This is again the Svarim that Rav Avraham Zulai found in the Gniza. V'gam otam chilkam zemizem. V'gam otam chilkam zemizem. Shebetzem davar divor alfano. V'kol drush b'makom hayoter nogea ela b'sed ishtalshelut. ועל רוב את פרק הספר הקהילת יעקב לא רשם עליהם שום סימן, והם הפרקים המופעים בספר דרך ארץ חיים ללא שום סימן בתחילתם, ולפעמים מציינים מדור כמה, לפעמים מדור בטרה. So it's a bit confused, a bit of a unclear when he put together the Kila, when he it's a very, very tricky type of situation here, because he's trying to give us a clear picture of the system that he's on, combining all different types of svarim, which written different times, and usually the kind of categorizes medura kama, medura tinyana, medura batra, but in many places he did not define it as that. And even though it was medura batra, he would name it medura kama, because most of the drush will be talking about or be writing from medura kama. Val pekes perke, when it comes to the pchakim of the sefer Adam Yasha, there he always mentions it as medura batra, as opposed to Kilat Yaakov, there he would sometimes mention it as medura kama, and sometimes he would mention it as medura batra, depending on the context. Now, gamu seid sider v'chilek et klalot kol adrushim ha'elu le'echalot v'le'sharim v'le'prakim v'akol ha'lesed ishtashlut v'nikra lahem shemot echalot sharim prakim v'klal u'prat ish al diglo. So therefore, then he set out to create 50 sha'arim and hechalot and all different types of division that he did over there. Sikum, summation. Seda arichatohu shehefrid chelke Otzot Chaim. What he did was, in essence, is that he took apart the sefer Otzot Chaim. He took apart the work of Kilat Yaakov and Adam Yasha, and sometimes sha'areihem prakeihem zemezeh. And even some of the perek he would undo the pizer otam al penei sefer ha'ilan ila'a l'ta'ta. And therefore he would scatter them all through what he called the Derech Chaim and what was called the Ilan. Ilan, Ila'a, V'tata, V'shibetz B'neim, Tosefet Chidushim, Mitoch, Kitve, Medor Kama. What he did was he separated these books in order to give you the entire system as well as it could be presented to you. So he separated bits and pieces of the Otzot Chaim, the Kilat Yaakov, the Adam Yasha, all around, and then inserted amongst them Medura Kama here, Medura Kama there, Medura Kama there, and a various chidushim that he picked up in order to give you the essence of the system. V'totza'a aita, and it came out from there that once, Sefer HaMushlam B'yoter B'torat Arizah, that is therefore came out to be the best and the most the sefer which comprises the best ideas and the latest ideas of all the system of the Arizal. Misudar l'sed ishtashalut v'akolel bo kol kitvei medura batra, include all the kitvei medura batra, gam l'rabot sikumim maskanot v'chaim. It also included also the summation of Rav Chaim Vital that he included. And he did not, and also include Medur Kama. Kol Nosim Magdamot Mashlimim Yediat Kol Pratim Mesedei Shtashlut. Also included all the various relevant introductions that was needed. V'lachen Me'et Tzetan Tzeto Leor Hafach Liot Sefer Ikri Asher Rov Lomdei Kitvei Ariza Samo Bo Inyanam. Kavubo Yegiam Vegam Mechabrim Vegam Mechabrim Kotvu Pirusheyem Alav. And therefore it comes out that was the final sefer of all Svarim. Nothing came after that. That is the end of the history of the development of the Chaim, and everything that came after was just Pirushim on top of that, as we spoke about in the other set of Shiurim about the authors and the Svarim, what came out after that. And also this was also part of the assemblement, the editing and the putting together of all the Pri Etz Chaim, which is more the halachic, more the maaseh of the Kabbalah, and also the Nof Etz Chaim, as we spoke out of all the drushim of the Zohar. V'gam b'shareim v'chalkeim yeshna habe mikitve medurabatche shel Rav Chaim Vital zal she'enam b'shmone sha'arim shel Rav Shmuel Vital. And also a lot of the kitve medura batre of Rav Chaim Vital, which were not included in the original edition of Shmon Sha'arim, that we know that Shmuel Vital, the son of Rav Chaim Vital, brought out. Asher lehem to'elet meruba lelomdim, mishubatsim kenal im akdamot shel kitve medura kama, הלקוחים מספר הדרושים, הכוונות ולקוטים, ובאיזה מסתם העריכת כתבי אריזה זצן. That was the end of it. That's what all was put together by the final and the final, the more prestigious mekubal that came was called Batra de Batra. That is of Meir Papirish. והארי לנו, on page summer hey, on the second and the third paragraph, הארי לנו, על כל פנים, שההשכחה העליונה, came out that הקדוש ברוך הוא wanted this to happen this way, לקחה בהתגליה חלק לא מעט בגילויים של כתבי אריזה זצ"ל, במסורתם לדורות באים, שהארי חלק אריזה מכתיבתו, מהכתיבות היותר חשובות ונחוצות הם כתפי המדורה בתרה שגזם רב חיים ויטל זל אחרי שכתבם. Of course, far from all the greatness of all the other writings, but definitely the Medura Batra, which was hidden by the hands of Rav Chaim Vital, was definitely the most important contribution to this. לסיבת החלטו ואלימם ואלימם ממדורות באים נתגלו וניצלו מתוך בטן אדמה נגד דעתו כרצון השכחה עליונה. Even though Rav Chaim Vital, his intention was to keep it hidden forever and ever, not for it to come out, but Kadosh Baruch Hu had different plans and took out from the deep depth of the earth came out the great writings of the Nedua Batra. Zot omeret sha'elyonim hayu baskamata. Of course, finally, everything is bashkacha. Im giluyim shel kitvim elu beklal hekefam ashalem shel kitva arizal zal kifi shenimtza biyadenu hayom. Okay, so that is it for the Derech Chaim. Okay, so we'll stop it here for now, and we'll continue next time.